Welcome back to Real World Networking. This is Mark Sievercrop, and today I'm going to tell you my story about how relationships have changed my life. I've never told you the story, and so I wanted to actually tell you the story. But before we get into that, I wanted to share with you something that's coming up that's really exciting. You know you need a powerful network to achieve big things this year, right? So many people complain that they have big dreams and goals, but not the right contacts, and it's time to change that. My friends John Corcoran, Matt McWilliams, and I are hosting a live online event called Networking with Purpose Live. We are literally giving you an all-access pass to our plate networking playbooks and giving you an insider's view of how we've built, grown, and nurtured an all-star network. In this online event, you'll learn all the techniques, tools, and tricks you'll need to be a networking rock star directly from three of Forbes magazine's networking experts to watch in 2015. Here's a sampling of what we're going to cover. Mindset. You'll learn the mindset shift that all great networkers make and the psychology of networking. Making time. You can make time for networking. We'll show you how to do it in less than 10 minutes a day. Getting started. But I don't know anyone. That's what everybody says. No worries. We'll help you get started from scratch and build your network from the ground up. Face-to-face networking. This can be one of the most intimidating forms of networking, but we'll teach you how to make it easy and not be one of those obnoxious business card pushers. The technology. There's so many choices for contact databases to various social media networks. We'll show you how to use new technologies and keep things simple. Networking for your career. Whether you want to find work you love or build your business, we will show you how to build a network you can call on when you need it. Check it out at networkingwithpurposelive.com. That's all one word, networkingwithpurposelive.com. You have a chance to finally get past the frustration and mystery of building a killer network. Act now. networkingwithpurposelive.com. Oh, and by the way, for being a listener of Real World Networking, if you go there before midnight, February 5th, and put in the offer code MARK40, that's Mark, M-A-R-K, 40, you can get 40% off the ticket price for this event. So act now. Get there before midnight Pacific Standard Time, February 5th. networkingwithpurposelive.com. Okay. So I've talked a lot about networking, and you and I have talked about various aspects, but I don't think I've ever really told you why I talk about networking. And one of the things I've realized is that you and I, our lives are all about the relationships we developed. I mean, think about how you define yourself. Excuse me. You know, you define yourself in ways that indicate the relationships you have. So husband or wife, that's the relationship you have with your spouse. Father or mother, that's the relationship with your kids. Son or daughter, brother and sister, you know, those are relationships with your parents and your siblings. You know, friend, employee, business owner, boss, team member, coach, speaker, author, you know, author's the relationship with your readers. All of those things indicate the relationships you've had. And what I've found, and I've talked about this before, this is something that we've talked about, but it lays the groundwork for why I talk about relationships. I've found that if you want to have things in your life and you don't already have them and your life is defined by relationship, the thing that's standing between you and what you want is not having the relationships you need. So, how is this applied for me? I had a relationship that got me out of a job I absolutely hated. If you've followed me for any amount of time, you know that only a couple years ago, I was in a job I absolutely hated. Literally, absolutely hated it. It was long hours. It was work I didn't like. Everything about it was something I hated. You know, and it was the boss I didn't like, so it's a bad relationship that can actually do the opposite of a good relationship, you know, because I had a bad relationship with my boss. But, you know, I was trying to get out of the situation. You know, I was putting out resumes all the time. I was doing what I was taught to do. I was listening to podcasts. I was reading books. And yet I was still stuck in this job. And then one day I got a text from a good friend of mine, a guy I'd known for over 10 years. We'd gone to church together. He is like a brother to me. And out of nowhere, I get this text, and he says, "Hey, I've got an opening at my office. I want you to come work for me." And it was a temporary job at the time, but he said it could work in the full time. So I quit my job, really on a whim. It was within 2 days, and quit my job and went to work for this friend. And it turned into a full-time job, and I worked there for several months. But it did end up being temporary. However, what I've found is that we often only know the next step, and that leads us to the next step and the next step. So I had this friend. He got me into a job, and this job allowed me more time to be able to do the things that I like to do. It allowed me to start doing some more writing, some more training, some more speaking in front of people. And it allowed me, one of the greatest things it allowed me to do is it allowed me to be a part of a networking group. And this networking group, as we met once a week, we would then meet throughout the week with various members, and we'd get to know each other and find out how we could help each other. And one of the guys I met was telling him that my dream was to be a consultant and a trainer and a speaker. And he said, you know, I know a guy. I have a guy that is one of my clients, and he wants to do the same thing. He's doing some of those very same things. You know, you guys should get to go know each other. He told me his name. He sent me a link to his website, and I checked it out. And that was the relationship that led me to my passion. And that was a relationship with my good friend now, Scott Barlow. I sent Scott an email. I said, hey, you know, this friend of ours, you know, a mutual friend, he told me that you're doing some of the same things I'm doing. Maybe we should meet for lunch, and maybe we should, see if there's any overlap and see if there's anything we can do to help each other. So we met, and as I tell the story, as we left that lunch, I felt like he never wanted to talk to me again. He didn't really seem that excited, but we did talk again, and we did begin working together, and that led me to doing coaching and training and consulting with Happen to Your Career. And that is where I really began to be able to build relationships. I started working with stuff online. We were doing training and consulting. We were interviewing people. And Happen to Your Career is what allowed me to meet so many people that I never would have met otherwise. It allowed me to really, I guess you could say, spread my networking wings and begin to fly as a connector, as a networker. You know, I was able to meet Richie Norton, who wrote the book, The Power of Starting Something Stupid, which is my absolute favorite business book of all time. I was able to interview him for that podcast, and now I consider him a friend. I was able to interview Chris Licurdo, another man that had made a big impact. Back when I was in that job I was telling you about that I hated, Chris Licurdo's blog was what kept me going. He was one of the ones that allowed me to develop a lot of relationships. I was able to connect with several people because of the podcast and beyond their podcast, you know, David Ralph and Jared Easley and Jody Mayberry and all these people that I now consider friends, I connected with because I was part of Happen to Your Career, because I was able to begin meeting people through that. And I met all sorts of people, and we coached people, and we provided training for people. And I was able to make so many good friends that I count as my friends, and many are probably listening to this now. But none of that would have happened without that first relationship. And so, like I said, if you're not where you want to be, it's because you don't have the relationships that you need to have to get to where you want to be. And as I look back at this span of 2 years of my life, I found that it wasn't my job experience that got me to where I am today. It wasn't a resume that I put out that got me to where I am today. It wasn't even necessarily a job interview. You know, I had some of those things, but those weren't the things that led me to where I am today. It was the relationships I had built. It was the relationships that I had nurtured over years and years and years, and relationships that I built new that allowed me to get to where I want to be. And it's the exact same thing for you. If you are in a job you hate, if you are in a position where you want to move forward in your company or move up in your company, if you're in a position where you need to expand your business and develop more clients, all of those things are relationship based. Those are all things that you need to develop relationships to get to where they are. So while it's important to get more education, while it's important to sharpen your skills and hone your skills, those things are all important, but don't forget the most important aspect, and that is those relationships. Find the 1, 2, 3, 4 relationships that today you need to build to take the next step in your life. It might be somebody that helps you learn those skills. It might be somebody that introduces you to somebody. It might be somebody that gives you access to an opportunity. I don't know what it is for you, but I do know that it's those relationships that will make that difference. So that's what we talk about this podcast, and I wanted to share that with you. I wanted you to know why I'm so passionate about networking and why I'm so passionate about building relationships and helping you do the same thing. So again, Networking with Purpose Live. Get on over there, get your tickets before February 5th, and we will see you then. Have a good day.